I wanted to read you some spooky stories for Halloween, but finding ones that actually are free domain is a little bit difficult, especially to find short stories and not Edgar Allan Poe-ish ones. So, I went on Reddit and found some scary true stories to read in bed. So, because they posted on Reddit, makes it okay for me to read them here. The first one is called Party Time. My great aunt woke up in the middle of the night. She heard her dog making these low growls. She was single at the time and living alone in her ranch-style home. She walked out of her living room to check things out. She didn't see or hear anything out of the ordinary, so she decided to make sure her door and front windows were locked. The door was locked. The first window she checked was locked. When she lifted the mini blind at the second window, it was wide open, and a guy in a ski mask was standing there. She said he laughed this evil laugh and said, "Party time," and then he started to climb in. She screamed that she had a gun, and her dog started barking his head off. The would-be rapist decided to bolt. My aunt did get a gun after that and learned how to use it. Bly 437. Secret Tunnel. I had a guy tell me a story a couple decades ago about how he was hiking in an area in South America, and he wandered away from the other hikers. The ground was wet, and without warning it gave way, and he got sucked into a fast-moving underground river, pitch black, completely submerged and at the mercy of the current as it buffeted him against the sides of the tunnel. After some time, the current subsided, and he realized he was in a larger pocket, still pitch black and submerged. He said that even as he struggled to hold his breath, he didn't panic, and he realized the water had to keep moving somewhere, so he moved around until he found another tunnel that sucked him in. At one point, he began to see light, so he punched upwards, broke through the ground, and pulled himself out, soaking wet, gasping for air, and a bit of a distance from the other dry hikers, who were somewhat bewildered when they saw him straggling up to them. Wex 52. My neighbor, the murderer. I live next to a murderer. Faye Sweetlick was 6 years old when she was kidnapped out of her front yard. It was all over the news. I had news crews and cops and even the FBI all over my townhouse complex. My fiancé and I met with the FBI 3 times. They searched our home and everything. I remember clear as day my fiancé FaceTimed me as the cops were digging through the trash cans directly in front of my house. They pulled out her boot and a bloody knife. Then they found her body, maybe dumped 300 feet from my house. He had watched them find the murder weapon. Dumbass put it in a trash bag along with his other mail. He went back to his porch, opened his own throat. It's crazy. I had conversations with the guy. I never knew he was a psycho. This all happened a year ago. SCR Hyperior. The corpse sat up. My dad worked in a morgue during college in the 60s. One time, on the night shift, he was training a recent hire who was wheeling a body down the hallway. The body was under a sheet, but all of a sudden it started to sit up. The guy immediately freaked out and ran out the doors and quit. Apparently, a dead body can have muscle contractions in the abs, causing it to start sitting up. Pajamas 41. James Bulger. He was just 2 years old with his mom running errands. She let go of his hand to pay the cashier and he wandered away. 2 10-year-old boys spotted him, lured him towards them, took him by the hands, and led him away. They took him to a remote location, pushing and kicking him the whole time. Some people questioned the 2 kids with the crying toddler, but they lied and said he was their brother, and nobody intervened further. They took him to a secluded spot and tortured him. I don't want to recount the torture details, it's just too gruesome. They left his body on some railroad tracks, hoping that being run over by a train would make it look like an accident. He was found 4 days later, his body severed in half by a train. The boys were caught and became the youngest convicted murderers in British history. Security footage from the day they took James shows them watching children and picking out a target. They were just kids themselves. They were released at 18, and one of them is back in jail for possessing child abuse photos on his computer. The most terrifying thing about me is that my own son is only 2 now, and James' murderers were just children, too. It's premeditated and intentional and entirely random. Just a momentary lapse in attention and he became a target for 2 murderous children. Children. To think that children younger than my stepson are capable of such a thing? Ugh, everything about this case is just horrifying. Sigh, gunslinger. Stone cold. I grew up in a funeral home, helped out in the office. When I was about 15, we got a call from a man whose wife and infant baby had been murdered in cold blood. There were very few clues. It made headlines. Cops set up surveillance at the viewing. It was heartbreaking, as the mother was holding the baby in her arms. I was asked to take the flower cards and periodically get the husband to ask if he recognized the names. Then I photocopied them and put them back. I did it because I was a kid. People knew me. I was unobtrusive. I talked to the husband quite a bit. He seemed devastated and shaken. The cops told me that they had an eyewitness to someone leaving the house on the day of the murder. The witness was a 3-year-old girl. She recognized the man leaving. It was the husband's best friend. Turns out that the friend and the husband made a pact to kill each other's families and run off with their secretaries. The little girl identified the friend, and I guess one of them cracked. They both went to jail on multiple counts, all on the testimony of a 3-year-old. I still cannot believe to this day that that man stood right beside me multiple times, and I had no clue. I don't think I ever really looked at life the same way after that. Rare Beauty Etsy. Thank you for joining me for Scary Storytime. Hope that some of these gave you some chills, and happy Halloween.